struggle to keep our world together. It's almost as if we let go mentally of our problems, we'll invite disaster. Doesn't it feel this way? Like, if I don't worry about it, something, I've kind of got to keep my eye on it. Keeping my eye on the problem, this worry. But do we really need to? Do we really need to worry to keep our world together? It's as if we walk around with an increasingly heavy rucksack filled with these worries. And how relieved we feel when life situations unfold in such a way that the universe reaches its hand into the rucksack and unburdens us with just a fraction of that weight. Are we really at the mercy of favorable life situations, though? Isn't there something in us that can transcend all of this? And can we walk this earth unburdened? Can we just put the rucksack down? Well, that's what enlightenment is. To lose the load of life and to live in a way that's free. We become light in both senses of the word. We can let go, meditate, and see how we hold on to so much unnecessary pain. We can live lightly and become a light to this world. Let's do a meditation, just a few minutes, to help us lighten this rucksack we carry and to help us to stop filling it with new garbage. Close your eyes and sit up relatively straight. Feel the breath at the rim of the nostrils, the gentle sensation of air passing backwards and forwards over a single point. And if you feel nothing here, then you can feel the rise and fall of the abdomen, just so that the body is feeling the breath sensations, keeping you in the present. And we try to remain with the sensations of this breathing body as the breath comes all the way in, pauses all the way out, and repeats. Just staying with those sensations, that one gentle thing. And when the mind wanders, bring it back to the breath, ever so gently. No harsh self-judgment, because a mind naturally wanders. In fact, be glad that you've had this moment of clarity and you've seen how crazy the mind can be, wandering off under absolutely no control. Now, think of a worry or a fear. Let it appear. It's probably an old worry, one that you've had on constant replay in your life, going over and over, round and round your mind, giving you very little rest. Find this old worry. It's hiding in this rucksack and visualize your hand reaching in and pulling it out. Pull this rock out and see written on it a phrase or word that represents this worry. It could be money, it could be health worries, it could be worries of loneliness, it could be fear of losing a job. So many things weigh us down. Now feel its weight in your hand. It's quite heavy. Reflect how long you've carried this burden, how many miles this has weighed you down, how much harm it's done in pretending to be a part of you, and see how it's cleverly pretended that if you don't carry it, your life will fall apart. If you give up the worry, then you'll lose sight of it. But it's simply a lie. In fact, without its weight, you will make much better life choices because you'll have clarity of mind and a peaceful heart. You'll be radiantly happy without this weight. Look at it closely. Is it really helping? Is it really yours? Look at it. It's not you at all. It's just a parasite clinging onto you for dear life. It has nothing to do with your true nature. It only obscures it. It doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. Say the words, not me, not mine, and cast it behind you. Walk on and feel how lighter you are and freer without it. When a relatively new worry appears, we do a similar thing. We know it's not who we are. We know it will only burden us. We know it won't help. We know it will cloud the mind. We don't want any part of it, so we just look at it on the ground. We see the word or phrase written on it, but we don't pick it up. It doesn't go in the rucksack this time. We walk on by, leaving it there. We walk on by, unburdened. Practice this, guys. It can make a massive difference. Become lighter and lighter. Become light. Peace.